Turkey has agreed to pave the way for Finland and Sweden to join NATO. The two countries had applied to join the alliance in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Turkey's government has initially vetoed the bid, accusing them of protecting Kurdish militants. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says they've reached an agreement.
Turkey, Finland and Sweden have signed a memorandum that addresses Turkey's concerns, including around arms exports and the fight against terrorism.
Meanwhile, Te Pirimia Jacinda Ardern is promising to stress New Zealand's commitment to a fiercely independent foreign policy when she speaks to NATO leaders in a few hours. Ms Ardern is in Madrid to attend the leaders' summit overnight, which kicked off last night with a dinner for NATO partners hosted by the King of Spain. Our political reporter Katie Scotcher will be at the summit and she joins us now. Kia ora, Katie. What can we expect to hear from the Prime Minister today?
Well, the Prime Minister will deliver what's called an intervention, or in other words, a short 3-minute speech to NATO leaders at the summit today. Now, we won't be able to listen to that speech. It's closed to the public, but Jacinda Ardern has promised to release a transcript of it afterwards. She has already signalled that she will express New Zealand's commitment to a fiercely independent foreign policy in that address. Now, New Zealand isn't a member of NATO, but in the lead up to this trip, Ms Ardern's participation in the summit had prompted some to question if New Zealand is shifting closer to the alliance, and that is something that Ms Ardern has denied. Now, she says that she will talk about New Zealand's independent foreign policy and specifically discuss what that means when it comes to responding to the conflict in Ukraine. Unsurprisingly, the war in Europe will be the main focus of the summit. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will address leaders remotely, and the alliance will consider more support for Ukraine.
And NATO will also decide its strategy for the next decade today. Has Aotearoa had any involvement in that?
Yeah, so the strategic concept is what NATO calls it, and essentially defines the security challenges facing NATO and what it will do to address them. Now, NATO's Secretary General has already said, unlike the previous strategic concept agreed in 2010, this one will mention China and the country's influence on the global security picture. Now, Ms Ardern won't have any direct involvement with the creation of that concept, but she was asked yesterday if New Zealand had shared its experience with China in the Pacific region with NATO leaders considering this new concept. And Ms Ardern said that, like she has asked European leaders about the war in Ukraine, she has been asked by leaders in Europe about New Zealand's perspective on the Pacific region and the challenges it is facing. Now, Ms Ardern will also participate in a session with NATO's three other Asia-Pacific partners, South Korea, Japan and Australia, and they're expected to discuss the challenges facing the Pacific region at that session as well.
Thank you, Katie. That's our political reporter, Katie Scotcher, who's in Madrid for that NATO summit.